next coach in the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 3-1 overall and open Big Ten play on Saturday at Purdue, a noon game to be televised by the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
You start with an opening comment, and then we'll take a few questions from the media.
Sure. You know, it was good to get a victory on the road the other day. We played a very good Pittsburgh team and, fell behind in the first half, really got outplayed pretty severely. And, it's a real credit to our players. They hung tough and came back and played well in the second half, and we were able to pull out the victory. So it was good to get a win on the road and finish up the non-conference portion of our schedule on a positive note. And then, now we travel on the road again and head over to Purdue for our first Big Ten game and play a team that's much improved. So we've certainly got a big challenge in our hands, and we'll get started on that today.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Coach, I just wanted to check with you, since you're a longtime Big Ten guy, just what your thoughts are on the bounce back for the conference this week, going 12-1 in the non-conference after kind of a rough week the week before.
You know, I guess it's just natural, but I think a lot of this stuff just gets really overplayed, and that's just me. But, football is week to week, and we've got a lot of good football teams in our conference. And, I think teams have represented the conference very well, and I'm sure they'll continue to. So, I'm happy certainly when anybody in the league wins, and it's just it's really not a big thing in my thought process right now.
Your next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, after the way, CJ kind of played and provided that spark in the second half, do you anticipate – a change with your starter at quarterback, or what's your situation there moving forward?
Well, CJ went in the game. Jake Rudock was injured right there at the end of the half, so Jake's going to be day-to-day from what I can tell. So I think right now CJ is definitely our starter today because Jake won't be practicing, and we'll just see how the week plays out.
What does CJ provide that's maybe a little bit different for your offense?
Yeah, it's kind of an old story. I mean, I've been saying really since the end of last year that we really feel good about both quarterbacks, and I reemphasize that again Saturday. A lot of times when you say that means you don't have one, but this is just one of those rare circumstances where, a year ago we weren't sure who our quarterback was, and as the season played out, it turned out that we had two guys that we had a lot of faith in, and So it went from none to two, and CJ certainly did a great job on Saturday when he got his opportunity, and that's a real credit to him. So, I guess our feeling is that we have two guys that we can win with, and that's a good feeling. I wish we had that at every position, but we don't, unfortunately.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Loeb with the Des Moines Register.
Coach,
I couldn't hear a word. I don't know if anybody else could.
All right, I think that question got cut off. Let's move to the next question.
Let him know I didn't do that, okay?
Your next question comes from the line of Laura.
I don't have one of those buttons here.
The fan.
Coach, you referenced Purdue being an improved team. In what areas do you see the most improvement in the Boilermakers?
I think just overall, their whole team has improved in my mind, and it's not uncommon anytime there's a coaching change. I think not always. I mean, it's not 100%, but typically programs take a step backward a lot of times, and because there's a transition phase that goes on. That's it shouldn't be understated. I don't think so. Anytime you go through that, I think looking at them, they look like a team that's more comfortable with what they're doing. They started a freshman quarterback a year ago, so he's a year into it now. So that's one more part of the equation, a huge part of the equation, and just looks like they're more comfortable and certainly being more productive in all areas. And one thing that jumps out, I just read an article this morning just about the what they're doing points off of turnover. So their production there has been outstanding this year, and it's just good football. So they're playing good team football right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from the line of Mark Morehouse with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Kirk. The center judge, I know you've talked about it a little bit on the radio show, but it seems like that's really, I don't want to say really, but slowed things down a little bit. Has that messed with your tempo? Has that caused some maybe timeouts you didn't think were coming or penalties you didn't think were coming?
No, I don't think so. I think I personally think it's probably a good thing for football in general, and I think if I'm correct in saying this, at all but one of the major conferences is going in that direction. So I think it's a really positive step. And I don't think it, you know, really has slowed things down dramatically. We're not a 100-play game team anyway, so maybe it'd be a better question for someone that is. But I think it's a positive thing. I think, you know, anytime you get two more eyes out there on things that are going on, that makes sense. And you know, our problems communicationally the other day were more so personnel than the personnel involved than it was anybody officiating the ball game.
All right, we have time for one more question from Coach.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.